Greetings, my Dunamite sisters. Welcome to the Tasha Lane Show, the new sanctuary for women called to greatness, bridging together faith, life, coaching, business, interviews, prophetic news, and prayer. Let's join in now. God bless you. Hi, ladies. Welcome back to the Tasha Lane Show. Your girl, Tasha Lane. Yes, Intervision is in helping you to rediscover your purpose, put you on the path of your greatness, help you continue to move forward and doing what you've been called to do in the marketplace, girl, with confidence, clarity, and power. Yes, welcome back to the Tasha Lane Show, which is now the new sanctuary for women that are called to greatness and that love Jesus. Yes, that loves Jesus, and we are not afraid to tell the world that we love him. Amen. Welcome back, ladies. I want to talk about something today that is so important to my Kingdom Women coaches. Yes, my Kingdom Women coaches that are in the marketplace. And what I want to share with you today is a word of encouragement, because I don't think that we sometimes in the Christian community or in the world of women or black women, that we uplift and keep one another encouraged enough. We spend so much time competing against one another and comparing ourselves to one another that no one is taking out the time to say, you know what, that girl has something special. She might don't see it right now, but she has something special, and there's something special that God wants to do in her life. And what I'm going to do, I may not even reach out and let her know that I'm praying for her, but I am. I really am. I think our mindset and the way we go about doing things as Christian women in the marketplace should be totally different from worldly women. And what do I mean by that? I mean that we don't just scroll by another sister that are out there killing a thing, and she is scaling up in her business. Her branding is on point. She has followers, and she's making impact. She's influencing those around her, and she's bringing value to her community. We're not giving her flowers now to let her know, girl. Yes, ma'am, that is nobody but God that has his hands on your life. And then there is another sister that are out there. She's doing it. She's trying her best to do everything that she's seen, right? And then there's another sister. She's out there. She's invested in her business, and she's trying to do everything by doing what her coaches has coached her in doing. And then there are other times when that particular woman there, she seems to get discouraged, because the more and more and more she's out there trying to gather her tribe, trying to pull in her tribe or find her tribe, it seems like the more work she has to put in. It seems like the farther she is seeming to be away from the people that she's trying to track. And she gets discouraged, and she says to herself, you know what? I've been doing it for far too long, and I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm ready to throw this thing away because it's not working. And I know people have said this, and I've said this myself, you know, if it doesn't work, maybe it's not God. But sometimes it comes with tweaking. Okay, it comes with tweaking some things to make it work. Because yes, if you can continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results, that means that, okay, stop doing the same thing that you've been doing. That's the tweaking part of it. But it's not saying that you stop altogether doing the thing that you've been called to do, the thing that you feel like that you've been called to do. Because every idea, every good idea comes from God. If you have looked at yourself and say, you know what, I believe I'm called to help women in the marketplace to build up their self-esteem so they can start living their best life. Or if you can say, oh, I know that I am a writer and I want to help other Christian women learn how to write their own books, right? I want to teach them how to write and publish their own books so that they can share their story with the world. Or you are a woman that you are a teacher. You're like, you know what? I love to teach people about how you can use the principles of the Bible and be successful. But there comes these doubts in your mind that what you're doing is not of God, when it really is. It's of God. Again, all good gifts comes from the Lord. And notice I said good gifts. If you're talking about helping someone, if you're talking about helping to transform someone's life, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. If you're talking about helping a single parent to find out who she is, besides being a single parent, and help her discover the woman that God has called her to be before she was even formed in her mother's womb, that's a good thing. That's a good gift. But today I want you to be sound enough in your mind to know that, okay, that may not have worked on last year, so let me go and tweak some things. And tweaking some things, ladies, may also comes with, let me do some more research. Let me research on the people that I'm trying to attract. Let me do some more research about where the people that I'm trying to attract hangs out. Where do they hang out? Which social media platform are they at? Because sometimes we could be doing the very thing, the good thing that God has called us to do, but we can be in the wrong place. So our positioning is important, ladies. It's important. And then you have to understand this. I heard my coach, when I attended this mastermind of women learning to speak, the coach that was in there teaching us, she shared this with us. She said, you know what? You have to understand that there are billions of people on this earth. I'm paraphrasing, y'all. She was like, "This, there are billions of people on this earth that doesn't know who you are, that doesn't know your name." But a lot of times we spend so much of our time on the people that does know our name, like our family, friends, and coworkers that knows us. We spend so much time trying to win them over, and they never will. And you get discouraged and you get focused on that, and you think that they are your audience that you're trying to reach. Look, your family and friends and coworkers and all those types of people, they will be the last people that will come on your boat train, right? If there's such a thing. Your family, friends, and coworkers will be the last people that will get on the cheer train for you. Basically, being the support system or becoming your client. A lot of people need to be won over because these people are familiar with you. they are familiar with you. They have hung around you. They have been with you all of your life. They have seen you, your good, your bad, your worst. They've seen you even, you know, you share some ideas with them in the past and you just didn't follow up with it and you never finished nothing that you started. So they're familiar with you. They have become common with who you are. But I want you to know it's okay. Don't take it personal. Don't take it as if that because you're not seeing that support system comes from those people and from their hands doesn't mean that whatever it is that God has called you to be is null and void. It's just that you have to get to yourself and figure out the things that you're constantly doing over and over again that seems to be as if it's not working. Because if you do something over and over again, let me put some light on it. If you do something over and over again, that means, guess what? It's become a part of your second nature. It's a part of your belief system. Now is one of those things that have been programmed in your subconscious where now you can do it in your sleep. It's just like learning how to ride a bike. Once you get your balance and you've taken off and you no longer need your little training wheels and you figure this thing out like, oh, I got it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you're on your own. Now you're on to learning something else new. Now you're on your own to learning more, to getting to know more. But you have to start doing something different. You have to start to tweak. Yeah, you have to start to tweak at some of the things that you're seeing, that you're doing, that is not bringing you the results that you want. So yes, again, you may have to do some more research. Study your targeting audience. Get to know them. Get to know their likes, their dislikes. Get to know their pain points. Get to understand how they think. See, this is how you would get off of that hamster wheel that I spoke of on the last show, that hamster wheel that we get on and we just running. We busy, looking productive. And we're just keep going around the same circle. But you have to, at some time, say to yourself, okay, if this is not working and I know this is what God has called me to do, let me get out of this cage and start to look for other things in other places that can help me to move the needle. Yes, because we cannot afford to be stuck here in 2024. We can't. It's time for us to be productive. It's time for us to multiply, to increase, to have exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever ask or think. It's time for us to succeed and to support one another. And another thing on how you can tweak yourself and getting off of that little hamster wheel is surrounding yourself with other women that are like you. See, we are trying to go back to our old high school friend and our old bestie that isn't interested in online marketing or owning a business or doing what God has called her to do or finding a way to fulfill your purpose and your calling in life. And she's just, you know, she's just the overall best friend that's ready to party and that's just ready to say, you know what, girl? Yeah, I'm living in the moment, but I'm going to do it my way. See, we have to learn how to cut those type of people off, because if we continue to keep being around the same people, here we go, we're going to keep getting discouraged. We're going to keep thinking that things doesn't work out for you. We're going to continue to start to see great things continually happening in other people's lives. Because when you're thinking like this and when you're feeling this way, oh, the enemy is going to send everyone down your social media feed that's living their best life, or that seems as though that they are living their best life, to discourage you. Yes, he will. He's going to send it to discourage you and to make you to believe, you know what, that they are greater than you. That God loves them more than he loves you. And what you have to do is tell the enemy, oh, devil, you are a liar. You have to be the one to tell the enemy, just like Jesus did, get thee behind me, Satan. And you have to say it out of your mouth. I'm proud of my sister. She's out there. She's doing the thing. She calls an impact, and she's influencing masses of people. And people are learning, and their lives are changing and transforming because of her. I'm excited to be a part of her feed. I'm excited about what God's doing in her life. Why? Because if I can be excited about what God is doing for her, oh my God, that means that my time is next. That's right. That means my time is next. If you can celebrate the next sister and be excited for her and support her, look at what you do for others. Others will turn around and do for you. My Christian women, you have to understand that this vibration thing and having the energy of God is important. Your level of understanding on how you should posture yourself in the marketplace and how you should keep the perspective of knowing that, you know what? Oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know that God has a plan that he has created for me. And how do I know this? Because his word says so. He told Jeremiah, I know the plans, Jeremiah, that I have towards you. I know the thoughts, Jeremiah, that I have towards you. Plans to prosper you, plans to bless you. Come on, y'all. That's a certain vibration of energy and of hope that God gives us through his word to remind us that, yes, I'm pushing you. Yes, I'm calling. Yes, I'm calling you to go forth with everything that you have in you. Because I want you to receive the crown once you get to heaven of awards that will be awaiting for you. Because of the things that you are doing right here on earth. And if we're not doing anything, and if we're not taking time out to say, okay, this thing isn't working, so let me figure out what it is that I'm doing that I need to stop doing. And then let me figure out the thing that I need to be doing instead of the things that I've been doing. See, this is what you call seeing yourself at face value. This is what is called you understanding that you must become a woman that is not afraid to look at herself in the mirror and say, girl, you still need some work done. Girl, you still have this issue. Let's go make sure that you take care of it. I'm saying these things because I've been there. I've done it. And I know how awesome I am. Come on. I know how gifted I am. I know how anointed I am. I know how many women I have touched in the past and the people that I'm touching today. And I also know that when things need to shift in my life, here we are in the beginning of the year of 2024. And we're still trying to figure it out. We're still trying to pretend like certain things doesn't exist. We're still trying to pretend like, okay, God, what's up? We're trying to say, God, what's up? What about me? But God is saying, you know what? Exactly. What about you? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to put aside and say, God, yes, I'm ready now. I realize that I had some issues. I realized that there are some things that were keeping me stuck that I really wasn't being honest with myself. Everybody else could see it but me. And now I'm humbling myself enough to see it. And I'm saying, okay, God, I have my hands lifted. I've washed my hands of it, and I'm ready, oh God, to be obedient to the calling, to the plans that you have for me in my life, oh God. And I'm ready to give you everything that I have on the inside of me to get it done. Amen. I'm ready to do whatever I need to do to get it done because, God, I know that you did not put me on this earth to sit back and watch everyone else live their best, blessed life. And I not get a piece of the pie of abundance. I know you didn't do it for me, God. And I know you didn't do this to me, God. So if you didn't do this to me, God, and you didn't do this for me, that means that it's something that I need to tweak in my life. There is something that I need to sit down with myself and have a long, hard look over my life and say, okay, here I am. Naked and under shame. Here I am. I'm exposing myself to myself in the name of Jesus. I'm realizing that, God, that yes, I've been on this merry-go-round that's been going around over and over again, oh God, and I'm having fun and I'm supporting everyone else and I'm liking everyone else and I'm seeing everyone else doing great and marvelous things, oh God, and now I'm saying, God, it's my time. It's my time. It's my time to overflow with milk and honey. It's my time, oh God, for the people of God to hear and to see what it is that you have placed on inside of me to help them. God, it's my time to be healthy. It's my time to be wealthy. It's my time, oh God, to put everything that you have placed in my hands, oh God, and put it into action. And so therefore, it shall go forth and do the things that I have planned and I have positioned and planned and promised them to do, God. I thank you for it. I thank you for my time. I'm seizing the moment right now, God, and I bless you, oh God. This is you praying, woman of God. This is what you got to say in 2024. No more. You got to tell the devil, yeah, no more, devil. I'm excited about my sisters. I'm excited about their wins. But what I'm most excited about is the purpose and the plans that God has for me. And eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard what God is about to do. So I'm excited about my next movement. I'm excited about my next opportunity that are waiting for me. And I'm excited about, oh God, the tables, my God. the tables that I am about to build for myself, oh God. Instead of me waiting for other people to invite me to their tables, I'm building my own, God. And I thank you that you give me the power and ability to do so, oh God. And I thank you that, God, you've given me the power and ability to gain wealth. And I thank you that you've given me the power to impact lives, to influence women around me, oh God, to become their greater and best chefs, oh God. I thank you now, God, that yes, God, my coaching business would take off in 2024. Yes, I thank you, God, that I would excel past six figure and seven figures before the year 2024 is over. Yes, God, I thank you that my family and my friends, oh my God, would see the things that I'm doing in my wins, and they would join in eventually. And I thank you for them in advance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, why I'm waiting and why I'm in the fire, God, I know that you're in the fire with me, and you're going to give me what? You're going to give me beauty for my ashes. My sister, know that God is going to give you beauty for your ashes. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you next time right here on the Tasha Lane Show. God bless you. Hey, sis, don't forget to stop in the description section, in the comment section. I have a gift for you. God bless you. I'll see you right back here on the Tasha Lane Show. Bye-bye.